You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Ramel Wood. I have a show every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Please join me.
We are the Bushwick Hotel, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Crazy up in the motherfucking party. Me and my brothers used to go, it's Brooklyn in the house. And motherfuckers would lose their goddamn mind. That's the old school to me. That's what I'm saying. I remember going places and motherfuckers were scared to say it was anywhere but Brooklyn. That shit was the fun.
Proper Propaganda with Dennis Demetrius. Friday nights, 11 p.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Like that. Remember the block? Remember screaming up at your mom?
Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA. Via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all outdoors? Loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right. But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. And one nigga done took his shirt off talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Spody, Odie, Dopealicious Angel. I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding a nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would be so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap. Just that. Trap. Go on to marinate on that for a minute.
Damn, James. Damn, James Comey. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you, James. Damn, James Comey. Oh, that's right. I said that shout out. I played that Spodio Doublicious, leading in with the damn, James. That's right. Damn, James Comey. You about to do it. I hope you brought your notes, man. Good luck with that. Anyway. Moving forward, welcome to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm your host, Remick Benice. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. That's right. For the next hour, we will be talking about absolutely everything and nothing at the same damn time. All right. Hope everybody's well. I'm sure you're in your car, in middle of traffic, you're at home, taking the kids into, I don't know, soccer practice. I don't know. What do you do with kids around 7 o'clock? Do you feed them? Is that it? You don't feed them after midnight? Were they like gremlins or something like that? Who knows? Anyway, moving forward, whatever you're doing, thank you for sharing your time with me. If you'd like to call in, we will be discussing some things today. I've got some topics of leisure to discuss. They will be pertinent to all things wonderful and amazing. But we will be, if you would like to call in, that number will be 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. Boom. Yeah. Anyway, what is going on, folks? I'm so glad to be with you. I apologize for not being with you last week due to the fact that I had a couple of things to do out of town. But thank you for sticking with me. If you're with me, thank you. And if you're not, hope to get you back someday. All right. Good luck with that. Hope it works out for you. Moving forward, we've got a couple of announcements and things to work out with because there's going to be an up. This is Brooklyn Pride Week. Oh, and Brooklyn Pride turns 21 this year with a theme of equality, no exceptions. There are great events during Brooklyn Pride Week, which is June 5th through June 10th. A documentary on the first openly trans FDNY firefighter. Queer comedy, and a full day of activities on Saturday, June 10th. There will be a 5K Prospect Park in Prospect Park, then a festival, entertainment, family space, and a parade all on Fifth Ave. Check out our full week of events and learn about getting involved in our website at brooklynpride.org. That's brooklynpride.org. Okay, good. And that's regarding all people who are celebrating Brooklyn Pride Week. Shout out to Brooklyn Pride. You know what? crazy enough, I was on Fifth Avenue during Brooklyn Pride like 2 years ago. I didn't even know it was Brooklyn Pride. I was like, wait a second, I think there's a parade going on, and I'm at this bar. And then I had to question myself, does that make me gay? I was like, wait a second, it can't be. This is not, it's like, this beer is not that strong. So whatever, whatever. Anyway, but Brooklyn Pride, check it out. Once again, that's for all those, that all the information for events for this week, log on to brooklynpride.org. Yay. Also, folks, if you're listening and if you'd like to set up some sponsorship here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you'd like to sponsor a show, please, by all means, set up some sponsorship. If you'd like to get some events out there that are community-based and you think people would be interested in, then by all means, get down to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and we'll set something up for you, okay? It's pretty easy. Just log on to the page. Simple to follow the rules, and we'll get your message out there. Once again, thank you for listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, and thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Moving on! All right, let's get to the show of shows. Oh, wait, we got to go do some weather, I guess. You know, I like to do the weather just because it's perfect out there, people. Oh, my God. If you're in Brooklyn, tonight's weather is going to be perfect. 63 degrees right now. Feels like 60. Too late. Take off your freaking sweater. Don't stop sweating out there. It's disgusting. Anyway, there's humidity about 67 degrees with wind coming out the south about at 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll it's going to chill to about in the 50s, but that's okay. It's been wonderful. The sun will set at 8:25 this evening. Yeah. Anyway, that is all I have to say about that. But let's get to the topics of the day. I know you've all been waiting. Okay. So first of all, we'd like to discuss a couple things. Last week I was in here and if you were listening to the show 2 weeks ago, I told you we were going to have our non-invite cookout list. We do have our first round draft picks to the non-invite cookout list. We will be going through that. Also, we will be discussing James Comey. Damn, James Comey. That's right. James Comey will be testifying tomorrow at the Senate hearing. Going to spill those beans as to what was going on between him and 45 Savage. It will be primetime viewing, so get your popcorn. And Thursday will be a good day for day drinking. So if you got work, you should call out. I'm just saying. Let's see. Also, we will be discussing Mr. Met. I will be just taking I'll be taking the pro Mr. Met stance on why you should be throwing up your middle finger whenever you want. Now, just to be honest with you, Mr. Met has no middle finger. So technically, it wasn't that dirty. Like, let's just be real. But at the same time, I understand what he was doing. Look, if you were in a suit that makes you feel like you're in a microwave oven for, 3.5 hours, I mean, you'd be pissed off too. So leave Mr. Met alone, all right? I think we can all agree that we've been Mr. Met at one time in our lives. Yes. Good. If you've been Mr. Met, please call up. If you do know Mr. Met, or you know somebody who's been Mr. Met, you can call me at 718-928-9732. It is the NBA playoffs, but basketball season is over. The super perfect Golden State Warriors don't look like they're going to lose a game. And I don't think it's good for basketball, but who cares? Because light skin confidence is high. So whatever, whatever. Anyway, let's go eat brunch. It's summer. All right, folks. You've all been wonderful. Wonderful and majestic, I tell you. All of you. All of you. Anyway, so that's the topics of the day. I will be going on Facebook Live for about my court-appointed 15 minutes, and then after that, I will not be logging on to Facebook Live for some reason or other. Can't really get into it, but yeah, that'll be fine. And then We'll be doing more more said show. I opened up with Outkast, Spodeody, Doublelicious, Angel. Yeah, that's a good soulful tale. Talk some trash. A little damn James. James, call me. I don't know what he's gonna say tomorrow, but if he's gonna say what we all know, what we already know, then I'm like, okay, let's just make this official. You know what I'm saying? Like, all he's doing is just showing up to just say, like, look, read my notes. Like, I don't like being around orange strangers with small hands. You know, me neither. You know what I mean? I'm not really comfortable with being around orange strangers with small hands. I don't even like the Syracuse mascot. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big orange with really small white hands. You know what I'm saying? And he always wearing a cap. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what's under that cap be? Because I'm like, you're really, there's no hairline on an orange. So what are you doing? You know, I mean, there's no hairline on Donald Trump either. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, everybody has their good and bad points, I guess. Yes. Also, but let's get to the list, I guess. I'm going to play a little music, and then we'll be going on Facebook Live. I'll do the list, and then I'll come back on air. We'll be kicking the rest of the show. Yeah, that'll be fun, won't it? I think so. All right, I'm going to kick some old Outkast for you. I think this is Babylon. So keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
I came into this world high as a bird. From secondhand cocaine powder, I know it sounds absurd. I never toot it, but it's in my veins. While the rest of the country bunches off bridges without no snapback and bitches. They say they need that to shake their fannies in the ass club. They go the other route, turn each other out, burn each other out. Where Avon, a fine nigga like me can't even get no back rub these days. Ain't that bleak on they part? But let me hold it down, cause they shut you down when you speak from your heart. Now that's hard. While we ranting and raving about gas, nigga, they made them gas. They got some shit that'll blow out our back from where they stay at. Fascinated by the way your nipples pick at me through your blouse. Freaky me, freaky you, can't help but be aroused. Excuse me, Lord, lustful thinking, but that was the way we was brought up. Sneaking and watch Playboy at night, we all must be caught up in worldly ways. The chemistry between boys and girls is a lot like when we went to the woods and laid with the squirrels. During P.E., we'd be exploring each other's privates, punching with all our clothes on until we felt excited. Then, oh, now it's on from here on out. Put your hands in the atmosphere if you know what I'm talking about. Now, if too harsh, then walk on out when I see you on the next song. They call it horny because it's devilish. Now, see, we dead wrong. People don't know the stress I'm dealing with day to day. Speaking about the feelings I'm possessing for Renee. Moping around and wondering where she stayed. Saw her last as she lay. Give it another day, I say. But the Lord, he taketh away. Now I give it back low. Cause that's like backboards without the rims. Me and my auntie was tight like Southwest. Before the pinks moved in, like the niggas who owned the liquor stores. Crack cocaine, pimps and whores. Living up on this earth before a nigga like daddy was born. But they be making it seem that my music and crime are team. But I'm speaking the truth, not dream. So what in the fuck they mean? My lyrics ain't clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. Welcome to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Thank you for all who are watching me on Facebook Live. Huzzah, huzzah. We're on Facebook Live for just for a little bit. We'll be getting off shortly, you know, as per. Anyway, hope everything is well. Anyway, moving forward. So, I wasn't here last week, but I did promise we would be doing the radio. The first round draft pick of the non-cookout all-stars. This year, my first round draft pick, Kanye West. Kanye West, will not be showing up at the cookout or getting any plates. Kanye West, nope. I remember you showed up at Trump Tower, chilling next to your homeboy. You know what? You can go down to Mar-a-Lago and chill with him. So Kanye West, first round draft pick, not coming out to the cookout. Boom. Like if you have anybody else you would like on this list, please let me know. All right. Two. The second person on the non-cookout all-star list, any and everybody in the Trump cabinet. That's right. That's about, 13 to 15 people. So you know who they are. All the losers. Jeff Sessions, DeVos, what's his face? Bannon. Like, them dudes, none of them. None of them coming through. Like, they get no tickets to, to anybody's cookout. Boom. The Trump cabinet is I count that as one person, because because by themselves they're not one human being. So there you go. According to Voodoo on Facebook Live, I've got Bill Maher. Bill Maher, congratulations. You will not be making a cookout this year. You was on the list, and now not so much. In fact, Bill Maher, I don't know who allowed you to think that you was even going to get a black card. First of all, John Mayer messed up this whole black card for all of white America. There'll be no black card given out anymore. You know what I'm saying? Black cards have been suspended for a while. I'm just going to let you know right there. But like John Mayer, Robin Thicke, you know, ruined black cards for everybody. I'm shocked that we could even let, Justin Timberlake hold his. Like, it is what it is. Some of y'all needs to go. Some of y'all got to go. I'm just letting you know right now. Tommy Lahren, formerly of The Blaze, got fired. It is what it is. Like, Tommy Lahren, stay your ass home. You ain't getting none of these ham hocks. You ain't getting none of these ribs. You ain't getting none of this fried chicken. You ain't getting none of this. You ain't getting no Cupid shuffle. You ain't getting no electric slide. You stay your bony ass home. All right. Now, the thing is, I'm not opposed to any white people coming to the cookout. Some white people are allowed to come to the cookout. Like I said, Justin Timberlake, if you out there, come on through. Rachel Dolezal, if you out there, come on through. Rachel Dolezal is getting a plate at the cookout. All right. I'm sick and tired of this. I support those who support us. And hey, Rachel Dolezal gets a plate. That's all I'm gonna say. Miley Cyrus. Yeah, Miley Cyrus don't get to come, but you know what? If somebody want to fix her a plate and walk it out to her car, I'm okay with that. Katy Perry, after your SNL, after that, whatever you did on SNL, I don't know what that was, but yo, Katy Perry, I'm on the fence with you. You don't get to show up. Katy Perry don't get to show up. But here's the thing, Katy Perry, you get a plate though. Somebody can walk you a plate to your car also. So Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, y'all get a plate at the car, but y'all don't get to show up at the party. I'm sorry. All right. Boom. More rosé for us. Like what? Rachel Dolezal gets a plate. All right. Please understand that Rachel Dolezal has had a hard year of, braiding black hair in Spokane, Washington. Rachel Dolezal gets a plate. All right. She gets a plate and she gets to sit down. Now, Rachel Dolezal doesn't get to stand up and do the electric slide. I'm not saying she gets to do the electric slide. She doesn't get to do any Cupid shuffles, any shuffles at all. You know what I'm saying? None of that. You know, she doesn't get to Charlie Brown, you know what I'm saying? Four hops this time, five hops this time, no hops this time. All right. She gets to do none of that. All right. Boom. All right. Oh, and absolutely. Thank you, Voodoo, for mentioning this. None of the Kardashians are allowed to show up at any cookout, period, point blank. The Kardashians are ruining the NBA finals for me. The Kardashians have ruined other NBA finals for me. They do not deserve nobody's mama's potato salad. Like, none of them. So I X'd them all out. There'll be none of that. Oh, how do I skip over Jermaine Jackson? Alicia Allen asked me. Alicia Allen, I don't understand. Jermaine Jackson gets to come. Now, if he starts dripping some of that that black perm all over my, people's food, well, then he's going to be asked to go. Or at least, like, wear one of those dog collars that you wear around your neck. You ever seen them dog collars that that the dogs wear when they're infected and everything, and it's, like, really big old plastic where they can't even eat out of anything? Jermaine Jackson might have to wear one of those. So there is that. So am I really mad at Jermaine Jackson? What did Jermaine do this year? You know, there's been a whole lot of ridiculous black nonsense going on. So the thing is, maybe Jermaine don't even want to come. Like, I don't know. I don't know if Jermaine Jackson is ignoring you. I know this much. Rachel Dolezal is not ignoring you, and Rachel Dolezal gets a plate. All right, Rachel Dolezal, wherever you are, you get a plate. All right. Let's see. Voodoo Vega chimes in, and he puts in an honorable mention for Kyrie Irving on the account, his flat earther bullshit. You know what? Kyrie Irving, I'm sorry, fella. You're probably not even gonna come to. You're not gonna come to the cookout, especially after you lose to the Warriors. So you need to be in the gym, squaring up and hit some more jump shots, or going to Turks and Caicos, wherever you go. You go to that cookout in Turks and Caicos. All right, but you don't come around Florence and Normandy, which and everything, because there'll be no cookouts for you, my friend. All right, don't be coming around Jersey talking about, hey, what's up? Can I hang? No, Kyrie, not this year. All right, why don't you go take your flat earth's having self, you know what I'm saying, go to the plains or something. Why don't you go to Nebraska, where it's nice and flat and everything. I'm sure there's a cookout there. And if you're out in Nebraska having a cookout, don't let him in. Don't let him in. That's all I'm saying. All right. The president of Bethune-Cookman. You know what? The president of Bethune-Cookman for that ridiculous foolishness of allowing Betsy DeVos to come in during the commencement and allowing her to ruin Christmas for all of us? That's right. That's right. She has ruined Christmas. How dare you? Like, letting Betsy DeVos come in there, like, not, she don't care about no HBCU. Somebody had to whisper to her what HBCU was, like, 5 minutes before she walked in. It's like, it's so nice to be here at Soul Train. Oh, wait, what is this? Bethune-Cookman. Where is Cookman? Is he here? Where is Bethune here? I'd like to meet Bethune and Cookman. Are they here with us? Like, oh, because I'm good friends with Frederick Douglass. Is Frederick here? Like, yeah. So the president of Bethune-Cookman, you can have several seats by yourself outside where nobody is, because you will not be at the cookouts either. Boom. Jason Whitlock. Oh, Jason Whitlock. Oh, with your mighty niggerish tendencies. Jason Whitlock, you gets no love either. Jason Whitlock, Charles. Oh, wait, let's read them all. Jason Whitlock and Charles Barkley. Yeah, I know. No cookouts for neither one of you. Charles Barkley, you don't deserve no cookouts anyway. Besides, you eating too well at the casinos, my friend. So you don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to see you at the cookouts. There's not too much to be said. Charles Barkley, you stay your ass home. That's all I'm going to say. Jason Whitlock, you too, motherfucker. You are the worst. I'm not saying you're the worst Negro on the planet. No. Clarence Thomas is still with us. And Clarence Thomas, you haven't been showing up to the cookouts. We thank you for staying away. So please keep doing as you have. But Jason Whitlock, you gets no love either. You stay your black ass home. All right. Like, there's a whole bunch of them. Let's see. Someone asked me. Alicia Allen has asked me. Putin can't come, but that pigeon that waved him away can come though. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go with Putin. I guess Putin can't come. Yeah. But if someone does see that pigeon, don't go shooting it and putting it down and talking about, hey, we got wings. Like, that ain't cool, all right? You know, pigeons' lives matter. That's all I'm just going to say about that. You know, I think that was a decent first-round draft pick of folks. There's a plethora of folks that, I mean, there's going to be a bunch of cookouts. So, you know, this is going to be a list. You know, this is only a first-round draft pick of folks. You know, let's see. Found out comedian Jay Moore, who was dating Jeannie Buss. Her that's her boyfriend, I guess. You know, has been dropping the N word, He's been dropping the N-word like he's been dropping dimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that dude is ridiculous. Jay Moore, no black cookout for you, my friend. No black cookouts for you. No, nothing for you, my friend. You're going to be all right, you know? Why don't you go somewhere and go steal some jokes like you always do, Jay Moore? All right? There you go. Why don't you go build your career like you've done and build it off the backs of others as you always have, you piece of shit. That's right. I said it. I know. Yeah, I know you don't care who the fuck I am. We good. You know what I'm saying? But you stay away from the black cookout. Nobody care about you. All right? Boom. There you go. All right? No cookouts for you, my friend. No cookouts for you. Let's see. Oh, my God. Ben and Cornelia Carson can't come. You know what? As I said before, Ben and Cornelia were placed in the second round draft pick, which is all of Trump's cabinet. And with all of Trump's cabinet, that does include their plus one. So Ben and Cornelia can't come. They know this. So I'm sure Cornelia has got to go sing live at the Red Rocks somewhere or something like that. I don't know. You know, she sure loves to sing some songs. Who knows? She goes sing God Bless the Child That Got It On. Yeah, God Bless the Child That's Got His Own cookout somewhere else where you won't be. You won't be at my cookout. I will not allow this in Jesus' name. Anyway, moving forward. Fools. Moving forward. I don't know what happened. We're just gonna keep it going, folks. Anyway, you've all been wonderful on the check-in with the cookouts. What the hell just happened on the show? I'm pushing buttons over here. We're gonna make this thing happen. Anyway, I'm gonna play a little more music. We're gonna get back into it. I think we're gonna talk about the end of basketball as we know it. I don't know what's going on with basketball out there. All I just know is I don't like what I'm watching in the NBA finals. You know, it's been pretty dry and untasteful. You know, it's been a one way battle. It's almost like watching varsity versus like pro players out there. You know, it was cute and close for a second, and then all of a sudden, like boom, like light skin confidence takes over, and then the Warriors win. And I don't care about light skin confidence winning. That's fine. You know, like clearly they were just a better team. You know, but it's just not a good product to watch. You know, it's almost like watching like grown folks play against babies and like the grown folks just smacking the ball out of the arena and everything like that. Why do they do that? That's just ridiculous, you know? So whatever have you. Anyway, I'm feeling like playing a little Anita Baker. I haven't heard from Anita Baker in a little bit. You know what I mean? I think Anita Baker retired. Well, she retired from what's the name? She retired from I think touring actually. Because she's sick and tired of all of you Negroes not paying her and everything, you know. And the thing is, Anita Baker she's just not dealing with your trash out there. So whatever. But here's a little Anita Baker. I think this is giving you the best that I got. So good luck with that. Keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'll be back.
Something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me. Yes.
Yes, giving you the best that I got. Oh, my God. I was trying to give y'all my best, but I don't know, folks. We'll see what happens. Anyway, yes, it's now 7:38 live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Like, I would have a beer this week, but, you know, sometimes we just broke as hell. So maybe next week I will double up on a beer. If you have any beers that, that you want me to try out, please, by all means, right into Butt Sweat Beer, or is it Butt Sweat and Beers at gmail.com. And I will take your summer beer list, and I'll be trying off all said beers. I think whether that be Shandy's, IPAs, you know what I'm saying, or even the Natty Ice. Please don't write in Natty Ice. Natty Ice is so disgusting. Anyway, moving forward. James Comey. Man, I can't wait for this. You know, everybody's waiting for this James Comey thing drop. Like, you know, like JC's about to drop a new album or something like that. Like Beyonce's about to drop these babies. I mean, this is big. This is like, this is summer jam right here, my friends. This is political summer jam. Like, we want to know what face is James Comey going to put up on that summer jam stage? This is not good for Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump decides, oh yeah, I'm going to live tweet about James Comey as I'm going to live tweet about James Comey as he's testifying. I'm like, really, B? That's the best you could do? You are a clown, B. You are a clown. This dude is hilarious, B. Like, it's almost like he's standing outside at 3 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Just selling wolf tickets. Like, yo, like, if you say something crazy, I'ma see your ass later. Like, no, B. Like, we're done. James Comey, he takes notes. You know, he takes notes on how moronic you are. All right? You are done, my friend. You are done in this town. Well, we think. You know, but we said that long time ago. Like, I thought he was done after that Access Hollywood tape. The Access Hollywood tape should have got everybody fired. Like, Access Hollywood should have been off the air after that. Like really, B? Y'all just let that in your archives for this long? You know, I mean, look at Billy Bush. Billy Bush can't even work in TV no more. That's a shame. That's a lot. That's saying a lot for a white man. Like, seriously, like, look at Billy Bush's face. That dude, I mean, he looks like he shaves every minute. Like, that's got to be the smoothest baby face I've seen in a while for like a dude that old. I mean, Billy Bush is like, what, 40 and change or something? Whatever. Oh, my God. Billy Bush. Anyway. Rest in peace to Billy Bush's career. It is what it is. I mean, but he's a Bush. He'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? They'll make a way for Billy Bush. All right. Moving forward after Billy Bush. Oh my God. I do not wish to watch these finals anymore, people. Is anybody watching the finals? If you are, call me, let me know. 718-928-9732. I'll be taking calls if you're around. If not, it is what it is. Ooh. Oh man. Like to thank you all who everybody who who chimed in on Facebook Live. Thank you very much. It's not a big part of the show anymore, but, you know, we try to squeeze it in when we can. It is what it is. But let's focus on our listeners here at Radio Free Brooklyn. I am done with watching basketball. I just want to go watch like professional pinochle or something like that. You know, I was watching the first game one last week while I was out of town, and they scheduled game one the same night of the Scripps Spelling Bee final. And I say, what the hell? Who did that? Like, you can't do that to people. Like, you know, I have many interests in life. You know, like watching basketball is one, not playing basketball, because, you know, I'm not trying to catch no Charlie horses or anything like that. But, you know, watching basketball is one of them. And two, like watching young children spell words is another. You know, I know that sounds a little twisted, but whatever. You know, like these young kids, ridiculous. I mean, what? Like nomenclature. Like, can you use that in a sentence? That was just kind of dope. Just kind of dope. But you can't put those two events on the same night. Game one of the NBA Finals and spelling on the same damn night. Don't make me choose between my nerd and my non-athletic self. You know, because my non-athletic self is going to win. Because my nerd, I can push that to the side for later and watch that on YouTube. That's the way I look at things now. All right? You know, so anyway. So who is it? So some girl won the spelling bee. Went on CNN, and then CNN, oh man, she's, I believe, the girl's of Indian, she's like Southeast Asian descent. So they ask her to spell covfefe. Covfefe is a made up word. Covfefe is the type of word that you'd spell if you're on a toilet and you're taking a dump, and, you know, and the dump is real good and your spelling hand is not that strong, but you press send anyway. That's the covfefe comes out. That's what covfefe is. There's no real word. Covfefe is not rosebud. You know, there's no explaining no covfefe. This man is not smart enough to make up words that actually have an actual meaning in life. So there's no such thing as a covfefe. All right. So he was taking a dump, and then he pushed out a covfefe, which is exactly what happens with a guy like him. Anyway, moving forward, this I can't even remember the name of the anchor. So this anchor person on CNN says, "Oh, that's great." It's like, "Oh, I guess you couldn't understand the word, you know, like unless it was in Sanskrit." I'm like, "What was that about?" You know, I tell you, even the people that you don't even know when racism is just going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not to say that she was racist, but, you know, the words you say sound awfully racist. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. You know what I'm saying? So whoever that was on CNN, the anchor, yeah, I guess she's not coming to the cookout either. There's a whole lot of non-cookout coming motherfuckers this year. There's a whole lot of y'all just not come to the cookout. I swear, you know, I mean, look, it's okay. Just, you know, more deviled eggs for me, you know? Like, some of y'all just don't deserve the cookout power. You know, y'all just don't. Like, oh my God, just highly disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Not really understanding the rules of the road. Anyway, moving forward, let me see if I can catch this caller. Boom. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Yo.
Hey, welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. How are you, sir?
Good, my brother. How are you feeling, man?
We all right. Can't complain. How's life?
I'm chilling, man. Can't complain. Hanging in there.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
Counting down the hours till I gotta go to work, of course.
Oh.
But, I do want to bring up one cat that shouldn't be invited to the cookout.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name. Who's that fat dude that we wearing the fedoras that was talking shit about LeBron this week?
Oh, that's Jason Whitlock.
That guy. All right, yeah. So I did see somebody type that on.
Yeah, Jason Whitlock was talking all that trash about LeBron. I'm like, you know what? Dude, you haven't done a layup since like grade school. You need to calm down. All right. I don't like fat shaming people because, you know, I haven't been jogging for a while my damn self. But, hey,
right.
You know, you need to calm down. All right. So
he's a bit of a prick.
So, I mean, it's like since he enjoys eating at Popeyes, he can eat at Popeyes all alone while everybody's having a good ass time at the cookout because you are not invited. Not invited to the cookout. Jason Whitlock, stay your black ass home with Charles Barkley. That's all I've got to say about that. There you go. It's really that simple.
Charles Barkley over here trying to be fake woke with his little TV shows and shit.
Oh, my God. The fake wokeness of Charles Barkley disgusts me. I'm like, you know what? And stop trying to lead these Yacoubians to this foolishness that you think like, oh, yeah, I could wake up everybody's eyes. Like, shut up, Charles. Let me tell you something, all right? These cops, they do a hard job. No, shut up, Chuck. Shut up, all right? Just shut up. Shut your mouth, all right? Sit down. Be humble. Stay in the corner.
Call
right.
Shaq to come smack the shit out of you, yo.
Keep talking shit.
Keep talking shit.
Like, boom. You watch out. Like, Shaq will come around, give you a gift of a koofy, and then smack it off your head. I tell you right now, Chuck, you need to calm down. All right?
You've done it before. All right? You've done it before.
Now go drink. Now go eat right, your...
Player. I just
want to
hit you up.
All right, man. No doubt, man. Hey, you have a great one, all right? Thanks for calling in.
Brother.
Appreciate it. Later.
Peace.
Yeah.
So there's that. Oh man. But Jason Whitlock talking trash about I don't see why people feel the need to just be talking trash about LeBron. Like, he's having a hard time as it is. Like, you know, like he's gotta fight all this light skin confidence on the court, you know what I'm saying? And then he's gotta go fight the Slim Reaper, you know, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's life, like, how easy is your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he didn't graduate from college. You know what I'm saying? He's the second best player in the world. You know, had a hard time against the team, but and then decides, like, you know what? I'm working too hard in life. You know what I'm saying? I was hustling backwards. Let me jump on this all-star team in the West, you know what I'm saying, where I don't necessarily have to play that much defense. You know what I'm saying? If I block one or two shots a night and score 27 points, I could be the man on here too. You know, so... Yeah, you guess no love for me, Kevin Durant. I'm not saying you can't come to the cookout. You haven't done anything that was so faulty that is not you have to get your invitation to the cookout canceled or reneged. But at the same time, I do not respect your decision for making this NBA final look so cheap and easy and lame. All right, you know, because it looks like y'all gonna sweep through the whole damn finals, which has never been done before, but it's kind of lame, though. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that. You know, it is what it is. Hold on. We got another caller on the air. Hold on. Let me get your caller. Boom. Let's see. Hello. Hello, caller. Are you on there? What's up?
Yeah, it's me again.
Oh, what's up?
It's Voodoo again.
Yeah, what's up, Voodoo? Talk to me.
Also, I found another person that can't come to the cookout.
Who's yeah.
The person that ripped off Dapper Dan's jacket that works over there at Gucci,
oh,
they can't go.
You know what? Real talk. Damn, son. That is some good. That's good. That's real.
You are not allowed to buy his old 1980s swag.
That's some real haterific shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know who did that. You know, that could have been some hood hate right there. You know, like, somebody would have been like, oh, yeah, my uncle made this and everything. Could you remake this for me? Sure, why not? Let me take it to my Gucci studios. You know what I'm saying? Like, these bastards. Yeah. No cookout for them. All right, man.
No cookout.
Hashtag no cookout, man. All right, later. Oh man, now the thing is, here's the thing about the no cookout list. As we go through the summer, there will be more candidates for the no cookout list. This has only been the first round. I do believe I just saw something about a friend to no blacks. Let's see, Paula Deen. That's right. I mean, she loves blacks from afar. But whatever. Paula Deen, no cookout for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you do love a picnic. Anyway, I'm just gonna leave that one right there. I'm not even gonna get into that one. There you go. I'm just gonna leave that one right there. Anyway. Yeah. But the no cook, there's so many people who do not deserve to come to the cookout this year. And I do reserve the right to not just call it the black cookout, because I don't want to sound like a separatist or anything like that. But some of you assholes are really ruining it for everybody up in this piece. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because the thing is, I do not want to sound like no separatist and be like, oh yeah, you can't come to the black cookout, but you know what it is. I'm just saying, you don't deserve the right to like break bread and drink Hennessy with me. You know what I'm saying? When you act a fool out in public like this, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Go the other way. What? You want to chill Mar-a-Lago with was it 45 Savage? Go ahead, do that. And like, but you guess no love this way. You get no love on this side of the block. I do not know you. You get no peace. You get no peace from me. All right. Jeez. You want to talk about LeBron James? Go the other way. Whatever, man. You know, like, and take you and your little shoes that lean to the side and stay your black asses home. I don't want to hear none of you. Guys, no cookout love over here. There'll be no cookout love. You know, no cookout love. I'm also thinking about like there'll be a cookout invite list of some people that really need to come to the cookout, but who didn't think they would be cookout worthy. Like I'm not gonna put James Comey on the list. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, you FBI or former FBI. Either way, I'm like, yeah. My people in the FBI, we really don't get along. So yeah, there's that. So. There's going to be a waiting list, I guess. In fact, here's how the waiting list is going to work. The waiting list is going to work like this. You don't get to come, but if you do show up, we can fix you a plate and walk it out to your car, or you can just get your food from the side. But you can't come to the party. But you can get some food, though. So there's that. All right? Yeah, I'm too through. I'm too through with the ridiculousness, man. It's like none of this. Anyway, hold on. We got one more. We got another call coming in. Jesus. It is call central out here. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, back. you need to come to the studio and just like stop playing around. You know what I'm saying?
This one. I intended to come today too, man. Overslept. I already fucked up.
It happens.
It's not like my job.
This is true. This is true. Anyway,
got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Kathy Griffith.
Oh, Kathy Griffith. You know what? I will allow her to go. She's come to the cookout. What's up? She gets to come to the cookout. Do I find that inappropriate on what she did? Sometimes a joke can go too far. I'll give it that much. Now the thing is, do I believe like Barron Trump was actually scared out of his mind? Like, no. Like, first of all, Barron Trump is related to Eric Trump. If Barron Trump can look at Eric Trump's face and don't scream in the dark, like, I don't believe all that bullshit. Like whatever. Well, Barron, he saw that and then he screamed and he can't take it. Shut up. Eric Trump is the scariest motherfucker. Eric Trump looks like on the bottom of your foot after you was like walking in the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at that dude. Like,
facts,
come on, man.
Facts.
I'm just saying. Like, you take me for a fool? Come on, man. No. You don't even look at Eric Trump. I don't even look at him on TV. Like, straight up, because they say don't look into the sun, you might go blind. You look at Eric Trump, you might turn to sand. That dude is a scary motherfucker. Like, Barron Trump. Hey, let your nuts drop, man. Calm down. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so Kathy Griffith come, but she gotta go sit at like the crazy table.
She
like,
got, yeah, she, you know what? She's
a friend aunt and like the drunk uncle. You gotta sit over there and
she, you know,
the crazy people. She seems a little off.
You know what? Kathy Griffith gets to sit with that awkward coworker that you also invited, that everybody kind of like, oh, okay, you'd make polite conversation with, but you know, you don't go into too deep conversation. So there, you know, so Kathy's at that table. You know what I'm saying? But she
that's fair.
I like, because I'm like, has she offended the community? Let's see. Not at all. I'm okay.
Only a certain amount, and it's usually the ones that I don't care about.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm okay. Hey, I'm okay with Kathy Griffith. Like, whatever. And on top of that, like, oh, she pissed him off. I'm like, oh, come on through. You know what I'm saying? Like what?
Yeah.
Like what? You like double bacon on that? Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, like a one season pass though, because next year.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a one time thing. It's a one time thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't go messing around. Thinking we could do this all the time. So you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be all right. So yeah.
All right, player.
All right, man. Later, man.
Bye.
So yeah, Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin gets to come through too. You know, she hasn't offended. I don't think she's offended the community as a whole. So. You know, as long as you don't offend the community as a whole, I'm okay with it. It is what it is. We're gonna be all right. I mean, so let's see. I'm wrapping up the show. I'm thinking about let's see, we'll play a couple of things. I think I might lead you out with the Rapping Duke because that's how I feel right now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like the Rapping Duke. Anyway, hey, you've all been majestic and whimsical. All right, y'all stay amazing. We will be keeping you posted as to who is invited to your cookouts. Because if you see these people, I don't want to see no pictures of on Twitter talking about, oh yeah, you know, Ben Carson is woke. You know what I'm saying? Having deviled eggs with me. Like, nope, you are dead to me. You will not be invited to my Kwanzaa celebration. Anyway, you've all been majestic and whimsical. All right, I love you all. All right. See you on the other side. Ka-ka!
Que pasa, amigos? Nada pasa, I see. 200 punks, well, what you gonna do? I got 2 6 shooters that'll see me through. That's 12 dead. And 188 pallbearers. Da ha da ha da ha ha ha. What I do on your grave won't pass for flowers either. Now Curtis Blow, Run DMC, you haven't heard a rap till you heard it from me. I'm the baddest rapper in history, and there'll be no more after me. Da ha da ha da ha. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Santa Barbara that is, swimming pools and movie stars. Voila, first thing you know, Ron's the president. The kinfolk said, Ron, move away from there. Said in the White House is where you ought to be. So he loaded up the Lincoln and he moved to D.C. Washington that is. Politicians taking a sip. Foreign dignitaries taking a trip. High tax and plenty Cadillacs. Da ha da ha da ha. Now you see me in my movies doing my thing, but deep in my heart I've wanted to sing. Way down up on the Swanee River, far, far away. Titwillow, titwillow, titwillow. Well, I don't think that's your style, but I'll tell you.